When President-elect Joe Biden picked Tom Vilsack to head the U.S. Department of Agriculture, many black farmers were outraged. The former governor of Iowa was ag secretary during the Obama administration, and black farmers said he did nothing to undo decades of racial injustice and discrimination at the department. This time around, Vilsack appears to be more aware of the political moment, and he's already spoken with black farmers and promised to promote policy that's fair and equitable. John Boyd Jr., a farmer from Virginia and president of the National Black Farmers Association, joins us now. John, you've spoken with Vilsack recently. Were you satisfied?
We're going to have to wait and see what happens. You know, there's a confirmation process that the secretary is going to have to go through. For me, as a leader, I'm very concerned to see what the cabinet makeup of USDA rolls out to be. We need people of color and people of color who care. I think that's vitally important, not just a black face or a Hispanic face or a woman. We need people who care about these issues, because for far too long, we've been left out of the farm subsidy programs, the lending programs, all of these programs that USDA has to help farmers. We've been absent for a very, very long time, and we need to improve those numbers of participation so that we can compete and stay on the farm.
Can you explain the history there a little bit, why it is that black farmers have been left out for a long time now in the U.S. government? If you look at a century ago in 1920, black farmers owned 14% of all farms in this country. Today, it is down to 1.6% of all farms. What's going on? I mean, is it just pure racism at the USDA denying black farmers the same benefits they're given? Yeah?
Yes. The one word answer is yes. And the more elaborate answer is we haven't been getting the programs. My own personal staff, you know, who faced the discrimination for a very long time at USDA, where the person who was making loans to black farmers in our county would only see us on Wednesday, where it took 370 plus days to process a black farm loan request and less than 30 days to process a white farmer's loan request here in my own county of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That's the kind of discrimination that I faced, where this person spat on me, tore my application up and tossed it in the trash can, and would ideally sleep during the application period. And I would wait for him to wake up. I was in such desperate need for a farm operating loan. That's the type of discrimination that black farmers have been experiencing at the hands of the government. The very people who supposed to give us a hand up was the very same agency that almost put us out of business and drove us into almost to extinction based on the numbers.
And what is the consequence then of that, of so many years of discrimination, of losing those farms? Because I can imagine it would be challenging for the next generation to take up farming if you didn't grow up in a farm or if your family gave up the land.
They took away our history. And the ability to own land is the first step to freedom, was what my grandfather Thomas Boyd taught me as a 9-year-old little boy. If you want to be free, you need to own some land. Land is the most powerful element you can possess. The government took away our freedom to farm by not lending us money the way that they do white farmers. So they took away our history and our heritage. And when you take away a man's farm, you've broken his spirit. It's not like working at McDonald's or some of these local companies where you just apply for another job and take another job. When you take away that person's farm, you're taking away his livelihood, his history. All of these things leave when you lose your farm.
Well, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey says he plans to try to help you, right? He wants to reintroduce the Justice for Black Farmers Act. It would fund agriculture programs at historically black colleges and universities. It would create a civil rights oversight board to investigate reports of discrimination in the Department of Agriculture, which we've touched on a little bit here. What do you think? Would those policies work? I mean, what would work to get you and other black farmers back where you need to be?
But one of the things that bill does address is the land issue that we just spoke about. And that's the most important tool. It gives us the ability to buy and purchase land the way that we really haven't had that opportunity. So if you want to turn around the trend, the first thing you have to do is make the monies readily available so that we can apply for these loans and buy land. And farming will look enticing for the next generation. I have two young men, and neither has said to me, "Hey, Daddy, I want to be a farmer just like you. Show me from A to Z." And it's because they watched me struggle so very long to hold on to the family land and hold on to the farm. And if they want the next generation of farmers, black farmers, that is, they have to open up the purse strings and find a way to let us be a part of American farming fabric where we can compete. And that's what we want to do. We want to compete. We don't want anybody to give us anything. So, and we're not lazy. Those things are a myth. I work 7 days a week, and I've been working 7 days a week since 1983. And I have no problem with working. The problem I have with access to credit, we have access to credit issues at USDA, we have them at the banks, and we have them at the equipment companies such as John Deere and others who treated black farmers very, very badly.
So here's what I want to understand, John Boyd, is will Tom Vilsack be the person to get you there? I mean, when it comes time to vote in the Senate to confirm him or not, what do you want to see? Does he deserve the job?
Well, I told the president-elect Biden that we needed new blood and new leadership at USDA. So Secretary Vilsack is a new blood. He is a new leadership. And I told him on the phone, you're going to have to reinvent yourself. He should come out and support the Booker bill. He needs to appoint people that are sensitive to the needs of black farmers and not big agriculture. We need people that are sensitive to the needs of black and other small-scale farmers, Native American farmers, women, Hispanics, and make sure that we are part of the USDA. And the first thing he has to do is announce that USDA is open for business for black farmers and put a halt on farm foreclosures and announce a plan of action to resolve the backlog of complaints, civil rights complaints for black farmers. He's got to prove himself.
Well, those are the politics, and I'm sure you'd rather not be talking to me about the politics. You'd probably rather be talking to me about the soybeans that you're growing, the corn, the wheat, beef cattle that you're raising. Just tell me about that really quickly. How is the farming business for you? How are the crops doing this year?
I checked the markets, and soybeans are about $14 a bushel, which ain't half bad. And I do believe it's because the industry, the whole agriculture industry, wanted to see a change in leadership from President Trump. The crops, it's been a challenge due to the climate change. Right now it's raining and I should be finishing up harvesting soybeans. So it's been a challenge, and the pandemic, although my farm seems to be a pretty secure place, it's not a bad place to be, but I still have to purchase seed and lime and diesel fuel and parts. So I still have to intermingle with my local township. So it's really changed the way that farming is done. So we're going to have to adapt as farmers and find ways to still compete, even with the midst of the virus.
Well, John Boyd Jr., I know if anybody is a busy man, it is you, a farmer in Virginia, also founder of the National Black Farmers Association. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to speak with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.